I الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الآخر ما لا يجتهد في غيره، أو كما قال عليه أو كما قالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنهما: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Our respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, we have passed the first 16 days of Ramadan and they have gone very, very fast, which in itself is a sign of Qiyamah. It's a sign of Qurbul Qiyamah. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam, in one hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari, in Kitabul Ilm, in the chapter of knowledge, and also in many other chapters as well, he's quoted the hadith where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said one of the signs of Qiyamah is yataqarabu zaman. Time will come close to itself, which means the passing of 1 year will seem like 1 month, 1 month will seem like a week will seem like a day, and 1 day will seem like someone holding on to a piece of burning coal. How long are you able to hold it? Not for long. That is how long 1 hour will seem. So we are currently going through towards the end of time. Now especially what we see in Iran and the situation in with the bombing of the Zionist, in a lot of cases absolutely indiscriminate bombing down schools, bombing down absolute innocent individuals. We're not talking about the regime in America, sorry, in Iran, because these people have themselves done a lot of zulm. The very regime in Iran, it's maybe guilty of killing over 1 million individuals in Sham, under Bashar al-Assad. So, you know, they have done a lot of zulm as well. But we are talking about the absolute innocent public in Iran. So, khair inshallah, we are going through unprecedented times. We are going through times, maybe we are now witnessing the beginning of World War III. World War III. The loss of life that we've seen in World War I and II, or we've heard of and we've read. Maybe World War III, the casualties will put everything before it. You know, it'll be insignificant. Why? Because of weapons of mass destruction. That's why they went into Iraq and destroyed Iraq. Based on, they got chemical weapons, because of nuclear weapons, because of chemical weapons, and because of everything else that they've already used in Palestine, in Gaza. Khair inshallah, that is not our topic of today. We are almost coming now towards the end of the second 10 days of Ramadan. So very, very soon, we are now going to be starting the last Ashara and the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. You know, Allama Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, mentions a beautiful, beautiful statement. Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, there are two. One is Ibn al-Qayyim and one is Ibn al-Jawzi. They are two different individuals. One is from the 6th century of Islam and the other one is from 7th, 8th century of Islam. Ibn al-Qayyim is a later one. He was born in 691 CE, and he passed, Hijri, and he passed away in 751. And Ibn al-Qayyim is a student of Allama Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. This one is much senior, is Ibn al-Jawzi, the one who wrote Talbisa Iblis, the traps and the plots of Shaitan. So Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, he says, what happens to a horse when it is running and it sees the final track, the final piece of the track? So example, horses are running the Grand National. And that goes, it's one of the longest races that you have, especially in this country. It's one of the longest. It goes on for miles and miles and miles. What does a horse do when it sees the track where it knows now, maybe this is the last final track, so I need to exert myself? What does a horse do? It exerts itself. It works very, very hard. And it goes for a final push. Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, says, don't allow the horse to excel you. Don't allow the horse to beat you. Because a horse understands now I don't have much time. We must realize we don't have much time left in the month of Ramadan. So every single moment that we have left, we should value it, we should realize the bounty of it. Inshallah, there's a few things that I would like to highlight today, inshallah. The ayat that I quoted in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those people who struggle in our path, those people who exert effort in our path, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. So hidayat will come by way of mujahada. When you exert yourself, when you put in a lot of effort, Allah Ta'ala will open up the pathways. MashaAllah, ulama have written, there are four arkan, there are four elements to mujahada. You know, there are four pillars to mujahada. What are they? This is interesting. Number one, qillatu ta'am. Part of your mujahada is what? You eat less. So qillatu ta'am. Number two, قِلَّةُ الْكَلَامِ, you speak less. That is one of the best ways of controlling the tongue. How many sins are attributed to the human tongue? Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, says, there are minimum 20 sins, and some of them absolutely major, connected to the human tongue. Kufr and shirk. From the heart, it comes onto the tongue. Ghibat, backbiting, and a lot of other things, they're all coming from the tongue. Then there's a hadith, جِرْمُهُ صَغِيرٌ وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. The size of the tongue is small, yet the sins attributed to the tongue are huge. The hadith of Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, where Rasulullah said, a lot of people will slip in hellfire because of their tongue. إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. It will be what the tongue has earned, that an individual will fall upside down in hellfire. So I was saying, Allama ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah is saying, become better than the horse. The effort it exerts, you should put in more effort than that. Then we're speaking about mujahada. Mujahada, four elements. Number one, qillatu ta'am. Try and eat less. If you eat less, mashallah, you'll be able to perform taraweeh. Otherwise, you believe me, taraweeh is very, very hard. Very, very hard. Then you have to use a chair without a valid reason. So number one, qillatu ta'am. Number two, qillatu al-kalam. Try and speak less. If you can, try and control your tongue. You have individuals in the past. You know, Rasulullah alayhi salam was the tawilu sant. You will find in the biography of the Messenger of Allah, mentioned by Shama'il al-Tirmizi, Rasulullah used to have long, long, absolutely long portions of silence. Tawilu sukut. Rasulullah alayhi salam, when he used to speak, it was an ocean. But a lot of the time, Rasulullah used to be silent. So number two, qillatul kalam. Because you will safeguard yourself from a lot of sin. Number three, qillatul manam. You try and sleep less. In the olden days, they used to say, you know, 6 hours was enough. Nowadays, they're saying, maybe 8 hours is okay. But, you know, any more than that, then mashallah, it's excess. We're going into israf. And number four, qillatul ikhtilat ma'al anam. Try and minimize your interaction with the community, especially in the month of Ramadan. Try and spend your time as much as you can in seclusion, but doing good. See, when you are in seclusion, well, what happens? MashaAllah, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam told? قُم الليل إلا قليلا وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. The Messenger of Allah was told to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, these are the four elements of mujahada and struggle. Now, look at the beauty of Islam and our sharia. Number one, we said, قِلَّةُ الطَّعَامُ. What happens in the month of Ramadan? Because of fasting, automatically it should be قِلَّةُ الطَّعَامُ. Because of fast. Unless, mashallah, the only thing we do is change our timing. An early breakfast and a late lunch. You know, that's what we normally do. You know, a person should try and control. Allah Ta'ala gave us fasting in order to, you know, in order to establish قِلَّةُ الطَّعَامُ. Then you got قِلَّةُ الْكَلَامُ. How do you establish in the month of Ramadan qillatul kalam, lack of speech? How do you do that? We are encouraged to read excessive Quran. Now, if you are going to read excessive Quran, Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say, in the month of Ramadan, no dars of hadith, nothing, only Quran. Imam Shafi'i, very, very commonly known, because Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, every single night, day is separate. Every night, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to finish one entire Quran. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, one entire Quran in one night of the month of Ramadan. So when you're reading the Quran excessively, what happens? Qillatul kalam. Now you're speaking less. Number three, qillatul manam. You're sleeping less. Why? MashaAllah, Allah gave us Taraweeh. Allah gave us Qiyamul Layl. So what's happening? You are staying awake for 2 more hours than rather than go to sleep. But mashallah, we do kafara in the morning. After Fajr, we do the kafara and we compensate for the lack of sleep in Taraweeh. Mashallah, if you're not sleeping after Fajr, then alhamdulillah, that is qillatul manam. Number four, qillatul ikhtilat ma'al anam. You do not socialize much with the people. So inshallah, you try and minimize your connection with the people. You see why? MashaAllah, you are very, very good. But the people you socialize with, maybe someone is backbiting someone, someone is slandering someone is saying something else, someone is doing something else. You, unintentionally, you're getting involved in the sins of another individual. Backbiting, the one person backbiting and the one listening are equal in sin. Because you gave him a station to backbite. You gave him the avenue. The moment someone backbites, if you were to say, you know what, I don't want to listen to that. You can keep it to yourself. I don't want to listen. You rather break his heart, no problem. Why? Because he is inviting you to haram. He is inviting you to haram. I'm not saying break someone's heart, but you know, you in a very, very calm manner, in a very good manner, you tell them, I'm sorry, I will not listen. One lady came to the Messenger of Allah, hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, in Sahih Bukhari, in Kitabun Nikah, and he mentioned it multiple times. One lady came to the Messenger of Allah and said, Messenger of Allah, I would like to marry you. In a genuine manner, he said, Messenger of Allah, I want to present myself in marriage to yourself. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam looked at her, and then Rasulullah said, he just put his gaze down. And then Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam did not say anything. One sahabi in the gathering realized Rasulullah does not want to marry her. Rasulullah does not want to marry her. So he came and said, you know what, Messenger of Allah, if you don't want to marry her, then get her married to me. The Messenger of Allah said, do you have anything to give her? I don't have anything. Go home and try and find something. Walau khatam min hadid. Even if you can find a ring, some cheap ring, even if you can find that, just go and find that. He goes, he comes back and says, Messenger of Allah, I don't even have a ring. Messenger of Allah, I'll do one thing. I've got one chadar. And he did not even have the upper garment. He only had the lower garment. He said, Messenger of Allah, this garment, I'll cut it in half. I'll give her half and I'll keep half. Messenger of Allah said, what is she going to do with half? And with the other half, you won't be able to cover your satr. So what good is it? Then Rasulullah, whilst he was leaving, Rasulullah called him back and said, do you know any part of the Quran? He says, Messenger of Allah, I know some part of the Quran. He says, go, your dowry is you will teach her the Quran. So you know Surah Yasin? You'll just teach her Surah Yasin. And that is your dowry. I'm not saying you can say to someone, I'll teach you Surah Yasin. Okay, without a stick, I'll teach you Surah Yasin, and that is your dowry. But my point was, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, when he relates this riwayat, his daughter, Amina, she says to her father, what a shameful lady. What a shameful lady who comes to the Messenger of Allah and says to the Messenger of Allah, I'm willing to present myself to you. Straight away, Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik, what does he do? He stops her. And he says, you know what, my daughter, she was much better than you. Because she loved the Messenger of Allah. And that's why she said what she said. The Messenger of Allah, I want to marry you. Because of her love of the Messenger of Allah, you don't have that love for the Messenger of Allah, so you won't understand. So the father stopped. Khair inshallah. So my message was, in the month of Ramadan, قِلَّةُ الْإِخْتِلَاتِ مَعَ الْأَنَامِ. For that, in order to minimize our social interaction with the creation, what did Allah give me and you? Allah gave us i'tikaf. Allah gave us i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan. These are the four elements of mujahada that Allah has given me and you in the month of Ramadan. Do we realize why Allah Ta'ala is opened up so many avenues of guidance for me and you in the month of Ramadan? Because we have in ourselves all the four elements. Because qillatul kalam, qillatul manam, qillatul ikhtilat ma'al anam, and we got also qillatul ta'am. We got all four incorporated in the month of Ramadan. So I just want to highlight to you, in the month of Ramadan, what are the things now that we are going to do in the last 10 nights of Ramadan? We are right on the verge of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Monday night, those individuals, those brothers who want to sit in i'tikaf, sunnah i'tikaf. And this is a, i'tikaf is an amazing action of the Messenger of Allah. His entire life, Rasulullah never missed i'tikaf. Only 1 year. Only 1 year Rasulullah missed i'tikaf. And that was, you know why? Because of Maidani Badr, because of jihad. Because Rasulullah ﷺ went in the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah ﷺ went to Badr. It was a month of Ramadan. It was a month of Ramadan. If I remember rightly, maybe also on the occasion of, unless Rasulullah ﷺ did i'tikaf in Makkah Mukarramah, Wallahu Alam, Allah knows best. But there was 1 year where Rasulullah missed it. Afterwards, Rasulullah did i'tikaf in another month for two entire ashras, for 20 days, in order to compensate for the one i'tikaf that he missed. And the reward of i'tikaf, mashallah, is amazing. What is the reward of i'tikaf? The hadith mentioned by Ibn Majah, in Sunan Ibn Majah. Rasulullah ﷺ says, number one, يُجْرَى لَهُ مِنَ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَعَامِلِهَا. Allah will give you all the rewards of those actions that people do outside in terms of good, despite you being in the masjid. So there was a janazah, and you are not able to attend the janazah, Allah will give you the reward. Someone was sick, and you heard about it, you are not able to go visit them, Allah will give you the reward of visiting the sick. Everything you would have done good outside without doing it, Allah Ta'ala will give you the reward of that. Number one. And number two, the Messenger of Allah says the second benefit of i'tikaf is you are protected from sin. When you're in the masjid, you are protected from sin. Unless obviously you use the hell phone. Unless you're using the phone inside the masjid and you don't exert yourself. So if you look at the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah ﷺ, كان إذا دخل العشر الآخر. When the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan used to enter, كان إذا دخل العشر الآخر, what did Rasulullah do? شد مئزره. Rasulullah used to tie his garment. This is an indication Rasulullah used to stay away from women. No relationship with his wives, number one. Number two, وَأَحْيَى لَيْلَهُ. Rasulullah used to stay awake the majority of the night. And number two, وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ. He would awaken the family members as well. If you look at the Messenger of Allah in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, mashallah, Rasulullah exerted himself absolutely intensely in the last 10 days. If you can't do anything in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, just remember one thing. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari on the authority of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, تَحَرَّوْ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الأواخر من رمضان. In the last 10 days of Ramadan, in the odd nights, try and seek out Ramadan in the odd nights of Ramadan. 21, 23, 25, 27, and 29. Seek out. Now, what do you do? Number one, you need to realize, the first thing you need to realize is Laylatul Qadr starts straight after Maghrib. It doesn't start after Taraweeh. It starts after Maghrib. So read your Maghrib with Jama'at, number one. Number two, read your Isha Salat with Jama'at. And number three, read your Fajr Namaz with Jama'at. Hadith of Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain, mentioned by Imam Muslim. Rasulullah ﷺ says, anyone who reads Isha Namaz with Jama'at, Fajr Namaz with Jama'at, you've got the reward of the entire night in Ibadah. So you will get Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, guaranteed, because you've got the reward of the entire night. All you need to do, read Isha Namaz, Fajr Namaz, inshallah, with Jama'at. So this is one thing that we do in these days. There is an entire list of things that we should do. The dua of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhuma, where she asked the Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, if I were to get Laylatul Qadr, what dua do I need to read? What did Rasulullah say? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni. So try and read that dua as much as you can. Number three, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, you want to give your sadaqatul fitr. Hadith is mentioned by Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah in Shu'abul Iman, where on the authority of Sayyidina Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali, Rasulullah s.a.w. says, Shahru Ramadan mu'allaq bayna as-sama'i wal-ard. The month of Ramadan and your fasting is suspended between the sky and the earth. La yurfa' illa bi zakati al-fitr. It is only taken by Allah and fully accepted if you pay your zakatul fitr. The hadith is mentioned by Ibn Majah on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said Allah Ta'ala made obligatory the zakatul fitr for two reasons. Number one, to purify your fast from mistakes. And number two, as a means of providing for the poor. تُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ. And the hadith mentioned by Imam Dariqutni on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anuma. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, pay your zakat, أَغْنُوهُمْ فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ. أَغْنُوهُمْ فِي هَذَا الْيَوْمِ. What does that mean? Make the poor rich on that day of Eid. So you want to give it before the day of Eid. In the time of the Messenger of Allah, it was given in four ways. It was either given by way of raisins, so 3.5 kilos of raisins, 3.5 kilos of dates, 3.5 kilos of barley, or you can give 1.75 kilos of wheat. The minimum today you find is wheat, because it's 1.75 kilos, and that is 5 pounds per head. Every individual, every single member of your family, they don't need to be baligh. They do not need to be mature. As long as they are alive before Subha Sadiq on the day of Eid. If someone was born after Subha Sadiq, then there is no Sadaqatul Fitr for them. If someone died after Subha Sadiq, you still have to pay from their wealth their Sadaqatul Fitr. Because the time of obligation is the day of Eid. At the time of Subha Sadiq, whatever is true at that time. And it's 5 pounds per individual. So example, if you have 8 members, then it will be 40 pounds. If your wife has money, then she needs to pay. If your children who are nabaligh, they have money, then you can pay from their money. You can pay from their money, you don't have to pay. If they don't have money, then mashallah, you have to pay. It is an obligation on you. So in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, inshallah, go in search of Laylatul Qadr. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was insistent. Laylatul Qadr rotates around the entire year. So if you read tahajjud every night of Ramadan, every night of the year, then you get Laylatul Qadr. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'ab, he was insistent. No. I swear by Allah, Laylatul Qadr is the 27th night of Ramadan. The year the Quran started to be revealed. You know, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. When the entire Quran was revealed from Lawhi Mahfuz into Baytul Izzah, that was the 24th night of Ramadan. And that was Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. The Quran was revealed from Baytul Izzah down to the heart of the Messenger of Allah over a period of 22 years, 5 months, and 17 days. 22 years, 5 months, 17 days. So approximately just under 22 and a half years. That was the entire revelation from Baytul Izzah right until the heart of the Messenger of Allah. But the entire Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan on the 24th night of Ramadan, because that year, when it was revealed, it was Laylatul Qadr was the 24th night. This is why some people are insistent, you should look for it. Ideally, last 10 nights. If you can't, then at least the odd ones. 21, 23, 25, 27, 28 to 29. If you can't do anything, read Isha namaz, Fajr namaz with jama'ah. Don't commit a sin. Guna mat karo. Don't commit a sin and go to sleep whilst you are doing istighfar. And that is the least we can do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah. Just a few announcements. Inshallah, please, if you can assist today, we have the collection, monthly collection for Gaza. So we know the dire need now, especially with the onslaught all around the region, especially the borders. One brother just came back the other day and he told me on the Jordanian border, he's never been stopped. Never been stopped. He was interrogated for 12 hours on the Jordanian border. And these are Muslims. On the Jordanian border, he was interrogated for not the Israeli side, the Jordanian side. He was stopped for 12 hours. So, you know, halat are very, very difficult. The borders are being closed. So food getting to Gaza, very, very expensive. It's very, very expensive. So inshallah, brothers, they need a lot of assistance. If you want to give your zakatul fitr there, please do give your zakatul fitr there. Brother Nuruddin will be outside. They've got the food packages and the parcels. They've got that as well. So inshallah, whatever you can assist in whatever way, please do wholeheartedly with your zakat, with your lillah, with your sadaqat. Please do assist. Number two, anyone who would like to sit in i'tikaf, anyone who would like to sit in i'tikaf, you will have to come into the organization, into the masjid, on Monday evening before Maghrib Salat. Before Maghrib, if you want to sit in Sunnah i'tikaf. And this is an obligation on the entire community. It's Sunnah Mu'akkada ala al-kifaya. If no one does it in Harlow, then the entire community will be sinful of neglecting the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah, currently we have three brothers who are already sitting. May Allah accept their i'tikaf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. And mashallah, it's not a matter of their running away from the family. So you mustn't worry, inshallah. But if you do want to run away, inshallah, come to the masjid. They'll look after you here, inshallah. And the other announcement, inshallah, Chima's son, Haji Marhum Chima, his son, he's quite unwell, he's in hospital. Please do make dua for him, for his speedy recovery. And brothers, please do make dua for our brother Ishaq and our brother Riaz, who have passed away very recently. One thing that I would like to share with you about brother Riaz, I saw one thing in him. MashaAllah, he was an individual that fulfilled the rights of Allah and he fulfilled the rights of the creation. He fulfilled the rights of Allah. He was in every salat, he was in the masjid. Fajr, with sometimes with brother Abdul Khaliq, he's the only, maybe brother Nuruddin, he's the only one here. He's the only one here with brother Abdul Khaliq sometimes. So he was very good with the rights of Allah. I never heard him in all these years that I've known him, for about 25, 30 years I've known him, I never heard backbiting from his mouth. I never heard him backbite. And the other thing is, when he passed away, he was in search of knowledge. Hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi, if you die in search of knowledge, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, then you are in the path of Allah. We can say, inshallah, he died as a martyr. Because he died as a student of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah. وَسَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ اجْمَعِينَ.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. عباد الله، نحن الآن في أعظم ليالي السنة، وهي العشر الأواخر من شهر رمضان المبارك، الليالي التي كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد فيها اجتهادا عظيما. فقد قالت أم المؤمنين سيدة عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنهما: كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأواخر شد مئزره وأحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله. رواه البخاري ومسلم رحمهم الله. وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتكف في هذه الليالي، يلتمس فيها ليلة القدر، تلك الليلة التي قال الله تعالى عنها: ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. فيا عباد الله، هذه الليالي فرصة عظيمة لا تعوض، فاجتهدوا فيها بالصلاة وقراءة القرآن والذكر والدعاء والتوبة الصادقة إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. نسأل الله أن يبلغنا ليلة القدر وأن يجعلنا من عتقائه من النار. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. أما بعد، عباد الله، إن من أعظم ما ينبغي أن نحرص عليه في هذه الليالي المباركة تحري ليلة القدر. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: تحروا ليلة القدر في العشر الأواخر من رمضان. رواه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله. وسألت أم المؤمنين سيدة عائشة رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنها قالت: يا رسول الله، إن وافقت ليلة القدر فما أقول؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: قولي: اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. فأكثروا من هذا الدعاء، وأكثروا من الاستغفار، وأصلحوا قلوبكم، وتوبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر، اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا، واغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولجميع المسلمين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان، اللهم فرج كربهم، اللهم اشف مرضاهم، اللهم ارحم جميع أمتي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي السودان وفي يمن وفي إيران وفي جميع أنحاء العالم. اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين. اللهم احفظ المسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Your garments above the ankles, your phones on silent, your heels on the white line, on the yellow line, inshallah.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين